This goes to Paula. Paula Ellsworth, ELLSWORTH, and like November P, like practice. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Eklund, E-C-K-L-A-N-D. Date of birth 9/23/1948. Dear Paula, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Eklund with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and chronic edema of the lower extremities. Her last visit was July 10th of 2023. Since her last visit, she went to the emergency room on 2/20 of 24 for severe abdominal pain and vaginal bleeding. She has had a complete hysterectomy, and she has seen Dr. Tatar, T-A-T-A-R, for GYN problems in the past. So she was instructed to make an appointment to follow up with Dr. Tatar. A CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done with contrast in the ER, and there was a small 1.1 centimeter nodule found on the right adrenal gland. There was some fat stranding around the left kidney, similar to previous appearance. No hydronephrosis. Right kidney had some atrophy without hydronephrosis, or in a few sub-centimeter right renal calculi were noted. She had a small hiatal hernia, moderate aortic calcification, and a new a potential area of EPIPLOIC. Appendicitis. It's APPENDAGITIS was suspected. No wall thickening was noted in the bowel. The pain is gone now, and she's feeling much better. But she needs her follow-up visit, and she will be scheduling a follow-up with Dr. Tatar. She denies chest pain or palpitations. Her weight is up about 4 pounds over the last 9 months. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. She does have chronic pain in the lower extremities also. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea currently, no rectal bleeding, she states, no melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The ER gave her it's Bentyl, 10 milligram, 4 times a day for the abdominal pain. Lasix, she takes 40 milligram daily on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and 80 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that has been effective in controlling her chronic edema. Losartan is maximum dose of 50 milligram twice a day. She's on insulin, long-acting and short-acting. Ozempic is 2 milligram, or it's actually 0.25 milligram once weekly. Physical examination, weight 266 pounds, pulse is 61, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150/66. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, there's a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 19th of 2024. Creatinine was 1.14 with estimated GFR of 50. Calcium 9.8, sodium is 136, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 30, albumin 4.3, hemoglobin 12.3, normal white count, normal platelets. She did have 3+ blood and a trace of protein noted in the urine. But she reports that she was having vaginal bleeding also at the time of this study. Assessment and plan. One is stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. Three, hypertension, slightly higher in the office today. And four, vaginal bleeding. The patient will see Dr. Tatar for further evaluation of that. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in six months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.